Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Yes, we're going to impeach Trump again.
Yeah.
Why bother with that? Well, there's actually a very good reason. There's also a very good reason. I'm going to tie a bunch of things together. Rush, by the way, brilliantly noted this yesterday. You're not hearing any clips of that, you know, Trump speech that had the incitement to violence in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it didn't have any incitement to violence in it.
Right.
That's why you're not hearing it, right? So let me string a bunch of stuff together and make it all make sense. You been over lately to the Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll. You know what else is missing? Rush was onto something yesterday when he said, yeah, you know, they're not playing any clips from that speech, that incitement, the terrible incitement to violence, since it didn't happen. You notice what else they're not talking about, really? Presidential approval right now. Not talking about that. I fully expect a few more days we'll have some manufactured media polls. But nobody is talking about the Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracker, which is real weird because when Trump would have a downturn in that, and he's hit as low as 43%, the mainstream media sure is able to find it, aren't they?
Yeah, funny how that always happens.
They can find that and they'll tell you, wow, he's down to 43, low for the president. Wow, it's all over. And then I've told you about this. We've been talking about this for years on this show. As soon as it bounces back up, the mainstream media ignores it, pretends it didn't bounce back up. You seen much in the way of polls lately on Trump approval of Trump by Republicans?
Nope, nary a peep.
I wonder why that is. None of that either. Strange. It's because, you might want to sit down for a minute.
I'm sitting.
You sitting? You good?
Well,
all right.
Seated
if you're,
here.
If you're driving, you might want to pull over because
yes.
Your world's about to be rearranged. Given what's coming out of your television, you would think the public is an absolute whore. Trump is done. He's totally discredited. No one likes him. And, it's all over. No. His approval went up after the Capitol incursion. Just let you process that for a minute. Not down. Up. You wouldn't know that watching even Fox News, would you? You'd think, man, it is over. How's, his chief horrified critics, how they doing? Mitch McConnell? How's he doing? Not so good, it turns out. He's got a 27% approval rating. The Republican leader, Republican leadership. What's Trump's again? 48%. The exact average for the Obama presidency. 48% approval. You mean this Capitol thing didn't hurt him one iota? Nope. Democrats have internal polling too, Lee. They can see this.
Yeah, we are.
That's why they're impeaching him. This is an act of desperation. Okay, let's pretend for a minute you are a Democrat, okay? And the highest, you're in leadership, you see the internal polling that they don't release, the real polling, not the fake stuff on television that's paid for to manipulate the public. And the most votes Republicans ever gotten in a presidential election as of 2016 was 60 million. And that's Trump has bested every other Republican that's ever won, including the supposedly well-behaved ones like Mitt Romney. Yeah, the better you behave, you know, this is why Democrats always want you to behave and shut up, because you don't win when you do that. So Trump gets 60 million votes, right? And in 4 years, that goes from 60 to 75 million. And the Democrats know, Lee, those are real votes. I'm just let that hang. The Democrats know those are real votes. Heck, with what we've heard about the post office, there might have been 76 million, but we won't go there. Anyway, 75 million real votes. And so you took the absolute ceiling for Republicans from 60 million, the best that had ever been done, to 75 in 4 years. If you're a Democrat, that ought to scare the pants off you. And it does. And that is why you're seeing Twitter and Facebook do what they're doing. They are frightened. This is not about an incursion in the Capitol. It's not about that. It's not. It's about those numbers I just gave you. Now, let's jump into what Trump actually said, Because as Rush brilliantly pointed out yesterday, so I'm adding to the list of what's missing. What's missing is the approval polling for the president. What's missing is any mention of what's going on in Rasmussen. And the reason I bring Rasmussen up is because he's the only one now. It used to be a bunch of polling outfits that would do a daily presidential tracking poll of approval. And he's the only one left who does it. But the cool thing is he's done it for years. So we can go back and look exactly where Obama was on this day, exactly where Trump is on this day. And so it's a big, long poll with the same question asked every day. He's up. Look, I'm not saying I agree or disagree with that. I'm just telling you this is what the deal is. The Trump movement, they're telling you it's dead, it's over? No. If it was dead and it was over, would Nancy Pelosi even bother?
No.
No. It's not dead. It's growing. And when you see Parler in less than 6 months, this is why Parler is kaput this morning. Go from 2 million, when I barely bothered to get on, I'm like, why am I even doing all this work, right? To 7 million. And you know what the number was when they had hit number one in the App Store and were taken down? 20 million. 6 months. That is a mass movement of people. I mean, that is, wow, the waters are churning bigly out there in ways we have not seen in our lifetimes politically. This is why in November, all-time high gun purchase month. You want to read a poll that matters? You read that one. What does that mean? People are just, Republicans going to be violent. Wait, hold on. The largest group of new gun purchasers is what? Tell me again. Black women? Really? That doesn't sound Republican to me. See these changes, the churning that's going on? Their people's minds are churning right now. Things are changing right now. And the Democrats are desperate to clamp it down. Why did Joe Manchin come out and say he's not going to vote to pack the court? Joe Manchin's seen the internal poll. He's a Democrat from West Virginia. But West Virginia is a very, very, very red state that Trump won overwhelmingly. Why? He's looking at the polling right now. So this is why this is going on. This is why the lying is going on. Oh, Trump incited people to violence. Really? Really? Let's go ahead and listen to this, okay? Listen closely for the part where Trump says, because I'm going to play the speech. Media won't. There's a reason they won't. Rush is right. Let's play it. Listen closely for the part where he tells the supporters at the end to peacefully and patriotically make their way to the Capitol. That kind of gets left out of the news reporting, strangely.
Come to demand that Congress do the right thing and only count the electors who have been lawfully slated. Lawfully slated. I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. Today we will see whether Republicans stand strong for integrity of our elections.
That sounds like an incitement to violence to you. He said no, peacefully and patriotically. Who else sees it that way? Jonathan Turley voted for Hillary, voted for Biden. He's a liberal law professor. But he's just a stickler for the Constitution and the truth. And he says, look, I don't like Trump. I didn't vote for him. I don't like his speech. I don't like the idea of questioning the election. But he flat out says in his piece today in The Hill that this was not an incitement to violence. You can't find it in the speech because it's not there. Here's what he writes in The Hill, Lee, law professor Jonathan Turley. Despite broad and justified condemnation of his words, Trump never actually called for violence or riots. What? Lee, honest to God, would you even know that listening to the liberal media right now? Would you have any idea?
No, you wouldn't, because as you pointed out and Rush pointed out, that speech is it's radio silence. There's nobody putting it out there. They're not quoting it. They're not playing it because they don't want you to hear the fact that what Democrats are claiming is a lie. There was no incitement to violence there. Now, you may all these Democrats are going to disagree, and they're all ticked off because people are questioning the integrity of the election. Of course, it's interesting that back in the 60s, I remember that was the hip thing to do, was always question authority. But we can't do that anymore.
No, well, not us. They can't.
Yeah.
It's real different rules for different people. You want to hear what an incitement to violence like might actually sound like? Hold on, Chris. Stop. Let's play it. Let's do it. I can't play this enough. Let's play it. Let's do it.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look, as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline...
So just an example of like what an encouragement to violence might sound like. Again, every one of those is either an elected Democrat or a member of the liberal media.
Yeah. Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
You know, I was going to jump into breaking down what's going on with Parler for you so you could see the big picture. But what's on the text line right now is so good, I'm going to do that instead. I'll do it in the next segment. I'm going to make this whole Parler thing make sense. What's going on is so much bigger than what's at the Capitol. It's way bigger than that. I'll explain it. It'll make sense to you. You'll be able to see the strings on the marionettes. This is a fascinating time we live in. All right. Texter writes, I'm still in the back of the bar waiting until the fight stops so I can figure out what happened and which way out. Yeah, me too. Basically, the media's entire narrative, as we covered in the last hour, is collapsing. You can text podcast to 71307 to get that. A lot of what they've told you is a lie. We're now finding that Capitol Police officers are under investigation for ushering Trump supporters in, taking selfies with them, goofing around with them, putting the Trump hat on and laughing. Does that sound like a riot to you? Sound violent? Dangerous? I'm going to keep going. And then we find out that Capitol Police officer brutally murdered by those Trump supporters wasn't. Died of a medical condition. ABC News, by the way, reported that yesterday. I found it buried down in an article thanks to a sharp-eyed listener, Ralph. Thank you, Ralph. The article, if you want to read it for yourself, don't take my word for it, is Federal Murder Probe Opened for Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, who died following riots. We learned two things. You know that whole story about him getting hit in the head with the fire extinguisher? They have no idea if that happened. In fact, they're asking people, the Capitol Police, to send them video because they don't have any evidence he was assaulted. So what caused his a medical condition? Wow, that's sort of not destroyed. Isn't that funny that's out there right now? Isn't that funny that the media hasn't picked this up? This ran yesterday. That's weird. That's real weird. Not interested in that story. Interesting. Okay. And then, well, we'll get to the rest of it in the next segment. Wait till you hear why they're taking out Parler. When you put it together, you get it. Text writes, good morning, Tara. Random question. Do you think maybe the Capitol rioters were emboldened by the fact that all the riots last year were condoned by the left? Yeah. Yeah, of course they were. Text writes, Tara, OMG, thank you. I'm so upset about what happened last week, but I knew not to believe the media and the rhetoric from the left scares me. Don't forget, President Trump isn't. Okay, no, wait, that's another text. Okay, don't forget, Nancy Pelosi's daughter said in an interview that Nancy would cut you so fast and put you down before you even knew you were bleeding. Yes, I know. I remember that. Texter writes, hey, Tara, let's match names on that clip you played. Oh, of the Democrats and the liberal media egging people into violence. Tara, let's match names with those comments and send it to our representatives in House and Senate who ask who is inciting violence, so says Chris. Texter writes, Tara, Trump encouraged people to speak up, and that is violence to traitors. Another texter writes, Tara, listening to people that were there, the violence started before Trump's speech was over, and with the time it takes to walk there, those people were already starting the violence. Another texter writes, Tara, I'm telling you, it is a, this is interesting, I'm telling you, it is a pressure cooker out here. Again, we're on the text line, 71307 if you want to join in the conversation. I'm telling you, it is a pressure cooker out there. I've heard very rational people say very irrational things. The final straw of them deplatforming and destroying conservatives has left zero off-ramps for frustration. Oh, I agree with that. The likelihood of violence from the silence is becoming higher by the hour. I truly fear for what comes next. By the way, folks, if I'm reading the text line, it doesn't mean I agree with it. I'm just reading the text line. Texter writes, this is interesting. Racially, my concealed weapons carry class in October looked like a cross-section of the U.S., including a black husband and wife pair. Texter writes, votes don't matter now. Are you kidding? Another texter writes, Tara, it's because Trump... I'm not going to read that. That's a conspiracy theory. Texter writes... Trump impeachment, number one, can't run in 2024. Number two, loss of Secret Service protection. Number three, loss of pension. Yeah, they're terrified. I mean, if a guy can build a following of 15 million from 60 million real votes to 75 million real votes in 4 years, they're terrified. They are desperate and they're terrified. Don't let them kid you. Don't let the liberal media, including Fox, tell you they're winning. Do they act like they're winning? No, they act like they're scared to death. And so they couldn't help it. They had to silence Parler because violence. Glenn Greenwald, liberal journalist, one of the few honest liberal journalists, the only one out today with the number of those arrested in the incursion on the Capitol, who were active users of Parler. Want to know what the number is? Zero. Zero? Mm-hmm. Zero. But Parler has to go. You know, Parler was at 20 million when they drop-kicked it? And number one in the App Store? Right, not a single one arrested. And the incursion was... actively on Parler. Okay, that's interesting. Where did the planning for the Capitol protest, not the incursions, nobody publicly planned that, but the protest, where did that take place? Well, Glenn Greenwald's got the answer for that one too. Facebook. They're still up and running. No big deal. All right, I want to get into explaining this to you, though. You know, so Parler has filed a lawsuit, okay? Here's the thing about Parler, okay? I explained this yesterday on the Battleground podcast. Watch Parler. Because if they can't get back up and running, this is the template now. And last night on Tucker, the CEO, John Maitz, didn't sound too confident that they could. This is now the template, not just for social media companies, but for any company the left decides to destroy and cancel. This is a big deal. Do not say, because it's going to make me mad, do not send me a text, I'm not on social media. Now, you don't understand. It's everything. This isn't even about social media. This is about the ability to blacklist a company. Okay, so let me explain to you what this lawsuit says, because this is jaw-dropping. You want to see the elites pulling the strings to control you? Look at this lawsuit. When you look at the timing, OMG. Parler files the lawsuit Monday, accusing Amazon of violating antitrust laws, which they did. This is more of the dual justice stuff. If you're the right people to break the law, no big deal. This is why, by the way, have you noticed we haven't heard a thing from the DOJ? Where are they? They can slap injunctions all over the place. They've got open investigations into all of these companies. Google, Amazon, Facebook, Twitter. They have every legal right to slap an injunction. Where are they? See how dual justice works. You can break laws if it's for the greater good. What is the greater good? To enrich Jack, the CEO of Twitter. Listen to this. Okay. So Parler files a lawsuit on Monday. Amazon's hosting their servers, right? They got server hosting through Amazon. Amazon has yanked them off the server. Amazon also has a multi-year deal with guess who for server hosting? Twitter and Parler. When Twitter announced, so here's how it went down. Twitter announces 2 evenings ago, this is from the lawsuit, I'm quoting. When Twitter announced 2 evenings ago that it was permanently banning President Trump from its platform, conservative users begin to flee Twitter en masse for Parler. How en masse we talking? They were sitting at between 7 and 9 million. Their traffic shot up to 20 million. Those are big numbers. Now think about your Jack. You are the CEO of Twitter. You're like, oh my God. 20 million were on Parler when it was shut down. That is power. I mean, that is raw free speech, raw capitalism, raw monetization potential. Well, Jack didn't like it, and neither did anybody else in the club. You know, the big donors to Biden's administration. So Jack dropkicks, Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, dropkicks Trump. And people are like, I'm out of here. Forget it. And they shut their Twitter accounts down en masse, leaving for Parler. The exodus was so large, the lawsuit says, that the next day, Parler became the number one free app downloaded from Apple's App Store. Right as it hits 20 million on the Parler site, boom. It was right then that Amazon suspends Parler's account. It stated the reason for the suspension was that Amazon Server Service, was not confident Parler could properly police its platform regarding content that encourages or incites violence against others. At that exact second, the top trending hashtag on Twitter was Hang Mike Pence. But nobody cared because this isn't about violence. It's about controlling you and your speech. And it's about profitability for the right social media outlets. The lawsuit alleges that Amazon's decision to effectively terminate Parler's account is motivated by a political animus, and also that it breaks Section 1 of the Sherman Antitrust Act. In other words, breaks the law. In other words, here's what happened. Twitter called up. Amazon went, oh my God, we just lost like 10 million accounts to Parler. And then Amazon went, oh no, we'll fix it. We can't have the sheep leaving. They might say something we can't control. Wonder how bad it was? They're not even hiding it. They have no fear. This is illegal. It's not just bad or controversial or political persecution. This is illegal. You can't do this. You cannot collude under antitrust laws of this country. All right, I'm getting excited. Because you know what spun me out here? Jack Dorsey, CEO of Twitter, goes on Twitter and he posts 2 pictures. The first one is Parler in the App Store, and it's number one. It is number one, which it would be. 20 million people hit Parler in 2 days. Yeah. 10 million new people. 2 days. Yeah. It shoots up to the top of the App Store. It's number one app, right? Most downloaded app. As soon as Amazon wipes Parler off the servers, and Google and Apple wipe Parler out of the app stores where it was number one, guess whose app went to number one? Dang, this is a coinkydink. Jack Dorsey's, the CEO of Twitter. It went right back up to the top. It's called Signal. It's a private messaging app. Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, didn't even hide this. He laughed and tweeted 2 pictures. The first one is a picture of Parler as the number one app. And the second one he tweeted, he didn't make any comment. He didn't have to. He just put a heart. Was a picture of his app, now number one. These people are dictators. I don't think a Politburo run by the Biden administration would run that differently than this. He's basically mocking Parler. You think through open capitalistic competition, you're going to number one in the Apple and the Google App Stores. Well, I'll show you, Jack Dorsey was saying. Looky here. We will crush you like a bug and we'll break the law to do it. And no one will stop us. Folks, you know what this is? What is this? Let's put it all together. This is dual justice. The antitrust edition. Laws don't apply to us. And they don't. They don't. They don't apply. We do not have a functioning Justice Department. These are federal antitrust laws. If there's no one there to prosecute it, if there's no one there to stop it, it's like a tree falling in a forest. If no one's there to hear it, did it really fall? If the federal law is never applied to liberals, they can do whatever the heck they please. And that Jack Dorsey of Twitter knows that. And that's why he mocked Parler with a picture of his app going back to number one, his Signal private messenger app. Folks, you know what that is? Let me spell this out for you. That's a corporate fascist dictatorship. Okay, slight correction from the last segment. The Signal app is not owned by Jack Dorsey. He just endorses it. Still, Dorsey making fun of Parler being thrown out of the App Store with the picture showing Parler was gone from the number one spot, which it had earned. Capitalistically, it earned it. Because Jack Dorsey, CEO of Twitter, had, you know, basically had booted Trump off and a lot of people quit and they wanted to stop the bleeding. They want to be able to herd you like cattle. And so when you find out, when you understand that Amazon also hosts Twitter, their servers, and that literally at the same point that Parler has 20 million active users on its site, Parler is the number one most downloaded app in both the stores, boom, Amazon rips it out from underneath Parler. What's interesting about Parler too is that Parler had signed a 30-day contract with Amazon. Amazon has to give them 30 days notice to deplatform them. But Amazon was so hot to wreck Parler that they violated the contract. So he's got a good lawsuit. That's how desperate they were. And what were they desperate to do? To corral you. When he booted Trump off, millions of people fled Twitter to shut their accounts down. It actually makes sense. I thought that there was a mass purge going on because my followers went from 15,000 down to 10. And like literally between the time I checked it one day and then went to bed and woke up the next morning. I thought they'd purged them. And so I posted that on Facebook and a lot of you were like, no, that was me. I just quit. I shut down my account. So they panicked. They panicked because they don't want you going anywhere else. They want you only on their site and they want to control what you say. What a mess. By the way, how bad is it when the leaders of Mexico and Germany condemn Trump being deplatformed off social media? Do you know the president of Mexico, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, describes himself as a light Marxist? So this guy's not, he's not freedom oriented. He was horrified. He said it was a strike against freedom. He said, I don't like anybody being censored or taken away from the right to post a message on Twitter or Facebook. I don't agree with that. I don't accept that. Dude's a Marxist. What does that say about the leadership of this country? A lot, I think, where we are today. Texter writes, what they just did to Parler, they are going to do to gun manufacturers. Yes, this is what I'm telling you. Do not tune out from this Parler thing. If you're like, well, I don't care about social media. No. This is the template for all businesses. If they can do it to Parler is the canary in the coal mine. If they kill the canary, they kill Parler. They are coming for any business that does not toe the party's line.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.